Maybe we can go through some of your other cases. And again, you know, maybe without going through it from A to Z, just kind of say like what basically the situation is and what's sort of the teaching point. So one thing that kind of came out of the blue in myeloma that I wasn't thinking about, we've been talking about venetoclax, obviously, in CLL, mantle cell. Now all of a sudden we're hearing about it in myeloma. Maybe you can talk a little bit about your 56-year-old white male pharmacist.
This has really, in many ways, become the story of our patients with myeloma, and I sort of purposely put him in there for this purpose, in that the field keeps evolving so quickly that even though many of the therapies that we use are not curative, we've been able to find new and novel therapies for patients, even who have really relapsed and refractory disease with conventional therapies, by utilizing the new developments. So daratumumab came just in time, in fact, for him to have a nice response. But nevertheless, after a year and a half, his disease started progressing. And we went through a number of options. But venetoclax, as you know, the BCL-2 inhibitor, has been tremendously effective in chronic lymphocytic leukemia and lymphoma, but particularly chronic lymphocytic leukemia. So effective. Whenever you have a therapy that leads to a tumor lysis syndrome, you know that it's a pretty effective thing. And fortunately, we've been able to manage these patients by watching them closely and anticipating tumor lysis, and the CLL patients have tremendously benefited from it. Well, given that, once again, myeloma is a B-cell malignancy, whenever you have a new therapy for a B-cell malignancy, it's reasonable to think of trying it in multiple myeloma. And, you know, there's a subset. It literally is about 10 to 15% of patients with myeloma who have an 11-14 translocation. And traditionally, we call this the sort of lymphoma phenotype of myeloma. And also traditionally, we've thought of it as not a negative prognostic chromosome abnormality. In fact, it's probably a better prognosis to some extent. But these patients ultimately become resistant and have issues. And so in some preliminary trials of multiple myeloma with the venetoclax, there was a response rate even in patients without an 11-14 translocation, but it became clear very quickly that the subset of patients who had an 11-14 translocation seemed to have a much higher response rate. I think upwards of maybe 40, even 50% of the patients who took single agent venetoclax respond to the agent. And then there are a number of studies that have been adding venetoclax to bortezomib and dexamethasone, et cetera. And so to me, you know, I think it's worthy of investigating in all subsets of myeloma. I think the preponderance of the data now suggests if you have an 11-14 translocation, you have a real chance of responding to this. And so it turns out that the same patient on further review did have an 11-14 translocation. And so once again, his disease was really getting active and very limited options. Fortunately, we were able to obtain on a compassionate basis the venetoclax. And unlike chronic lymphocytic leukemia, the incidence of tumor lysis syndrome has actually been very low in the multiple myeloma experience. And yet, some real responses. And so he's been taking 400 milligrams of the venetoclax and has been showing a very nice response, even though other therapies haven't been working.
He's getting venetoclax alone or with bortezomib?
So he's been getting it with bortezomib and dexamethasone. That combination seems to have the highest response rates. And interestingly, the studies show that patients who were refractory, who had been exposed to bortezomib in the past and progressed on it, if you add the venetoclax, then a subset of those patients will respond nicely, even though they were not responding to bortezomib in the past.
Where do you see venetoclax heading, particularly in the subset of 11-14? Are there studies looking at it earlier?
Yes. So there's a number of studies of various combinations. For instance, we are participating in a protocol of venetoclax, carfilzomib, and dexamethasone. So we'll see. We're, you know, of course, there's always the hope that when you add other agents or do this treatment earlier in the course of the disease, then even patients without the chromosomal abnormality might have responses that are beyond what you'd expect with the conventional therapy. But I definitely see that that subset of patients, which is the minority of myeloma, are the most promising with the treatment of venetoclax. And fortunately, in the myeloma patient population, there's been low toxicity with that agent.